Check this out.
Israel is nothing without the $300 billion that America gives it. America gives it billions every year for the last 50, 60 years. God knows how long. America gives American taxpayer money so Israelis can have free education and free healthcare. Meanwhile, Americans are paying $100,000 a year for university and they don't have health insurance. My friends have breast cancer and are dying on the street in New York because they don't have any health insurance. And America says, Israel first. Why? 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 America just said we don't need the oil, so why are we giving them $300 billion? Why is Germany giving them billions? Why is Germany giving them billions? I know, Staatsraison, I know. But isn't it about time if you see two and a half years, 78 years of ethnic cleansing, isn't it about time that you start questioning Palestinian right to defend itself, Palestinian right to wake up in the morning and not be murdered? Or your house, or your library, or your mosque, or your thousand-year-old church? Churches? I just saw the church in Lebanon. I forgot the name of it, Saint something, last night. In pieces, ancient, beautiful church, blown to shreds. Where is the Christian evangelical church in Germany? Where are they saying something? Stealing houses? What do you mean stealing houses? They're in the West Bank right now. They are burning Palestinian houses. There's no Hamas in the West Bank. It's run by the Palestinian Authority. And settlers, 700,000 illegal settlers that the United Nations has stated is illegal and should be dismantled, and they're not doing it. Instead, they're stealing and burning houses and annexing land, saying it's our land now. And there's no Hamas, so there's no excuse. And nobody's talking about it. No newspaper, no Tagesschau, no Spiegel, no Stern, no Marcus Lunz. Only me, who's hysterical.
Yes, because you said, why don't you go to Israel and steal some houses, right? Like, that's what you said to someone.
A long time ago. Americans who are Jewish, they live in Brooklyn. They are allowed, because of their Jewish religion, to go to Israel and do Aliyah. It's a program where you can have Israeli citizenship and you can go into someone's land, into someone's house, and it could be yours. It could be yours. You have the right. Meanwhile, the Palestinian American who's living in Detroit can't go back. Not allowed. There's no Palestinian right. Is there something with that? Like a double standard?